I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, fall on Cape Cod is always a big time for festivals, and there are several going on this weekend. First, in East Falmouth, the Cape Cod Fairgrounds is bringing back a festival from the past.
This is for the first time since 2014, and the fairgrounds is hosting a harvest festival, which is taking place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. The event's going to include a crafts fair with local artisans, local food, hay rides, farm animals, a horse show, amusement rides, a beer garden, and more than that. On Saturday night, that festival is pairing up with the 6th annual Cape Cod Comedy Festival. And that is starting at 7 p.m. that night, with doors open at 5 p.m. for food, drink, and acoustic music. Headlining the comedy festival is going to be Jim Colladen from Comedy Central and Sirius XM Radio, along with Steve Donovan, Christine Blinn, James Dorsey, Carolyn Riley, and some other New England comedians. And there will be separate tickets for the Harvest and the comedy festivals.
In Truro, from Friday through Sunday, the fall is being celebrated for the 27th year with the annual Truro Treasures Weekend.
Those 3 days of activities around town are going to include a shark presentation and cocktail party to kick off the event on Friday, an arts and crafts fair and flea market Saturday and Sunday, on Saturday evening, an end-of-summer party at Cornhill Beach, and also a concert by folk singer Tom Rush, and that is at Paramount Performing Arts Center. And then on Sunday, there's going to be a 5K run walk, a dog show, an antique and classic car show, and then a grape stomp at Truro Vineyards.
Water is the focus of a festival Saturday and Sunday in Orleans.
This is the Celebrate Our Waters Festival, and it's put on by the Orleans Pond Coalition with more than 50 free activities over 2 days. Those will include a bonfire on Nauset Beach Saturday evening, a family fun tent with hands-on children's activities at Rock Harbor on Saturday, which will be followed by a sand sculpture contest there, and there'll also be a juried student art show, yoga on the beach, plein air painting, bike tours, walks, talks, expert-guided tours, and lessons on sailing, kayaking, and stand-up paddleboard.
And in Hyannis, part of Main Street will be blocked off to cars on Sunday for a celebration.
This will be from noon to 5 on Sunday, and that is the first of the two fall Hyannis Open Streets events that are presented by the Greater Hyannis Civic Association. This is all free, and it will include music, dance, a children's play zone on the Hyannis Green, a scavenger hunt, some street chalk drawing and hopscotch opportunities, an antique fire truck, and more.
And finally, an event on Saturday at Craigville Beach is all about pets.
It is the 5th annual Paws at the Beach Pet Festival and Beach Walk, and that's happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's going to include a one-mile fundraising beach walk along Craigville Beach. That's from noon to 1 p.m. with leashed pets welcome, but they are not necessary. There's also going to be numerous local vendors under tents, and activities are going to include wildlife demonstrations, adoptable animals, pet contests, free microchipping with advanced registration, photo sessions, a silent auction, and food. This event is run by the Cold Noses Foundation and raises money for the Cape Cod Fund for Animals, which helps local pets and strays, and also some worldwide pet-related organizations.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, you can check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.